A few weeks ago, I received a message from a young brother.
几个礼拜以前，一位年轻的弟兄给我一个信。
He said all the three speakers this time are Chinese speaking.
他说三位讲员这一次都是说中文的。
He asked if I can speak English.
他要求我是不是可以用英文说。
I consider this matter very carefully before the Lord.
我在主面前很仔细的考虑这个问题。
And after much prayer,
许多祷告以后
I feel that I should comply.
我觉得我应该听话。
Usually, I was speaking Chinese and my brother were interpret in English.
寻常我是说中文，然后我的弟兄说英文。
But this time we will reverse it.
这一次我们转过来。
Thank God, on the day of Pentecost, the confusion of tongues was being reversed.
感谢主在在五旬节的时候，这个因为用舌头说话这个所造成的问题，我们现在转过来了。
So now this matter of language should not be a distinction or discrimination.
因此，现在我们这个言语这件事情不应该作为分别的一个原因。
Thank God, we are above all these distinctions.
感谢神，我们在这一切的分别之上。
And in Christ, we are one.
在基督里，我们是一。
So bear with me that I will use English this morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，请原谅我，我今天早上用英文。
The theme of our time is the head and the body.
这一次我们的主题是头和身体。
Christ, the head, the church, the body.
基督是头，教会是身体。
This is a very important theme.
这是一个很要紧的主题。
Because it touches the very heart of God.
因为这摸到神的心。
It is the very center of God's eternal purpose.
是神永远旨意的中心。
It is something that every believer must catch the vision.
这是一个意象，是所有的信徒都必须摸到的。
It is very, very basic.
这是非常基本的。
And yet, it is very profound.
但是也是非常的根本。
So we need to look to the Lord.
因此我们要仰望主。
That our time together will really be blessed of Him.
让我们在一起的时光，他实在会给我们祝福。
That the spirit of wisdom and revelation might be given.
让智慧和启示的灵他赏给我们。
That we may really enter.Into it.
让我们真正能够进入。
The responsibility of my brother Christian is on Christ the head.
陈锡珍弟兄的责任是说到基督是头。
And my part is to fellowship on the body.
我的责任是交通到身体。
But before we go into this matter of the body.
当我们进入这个身体这个题目以前
，I think there are several cautions that I have to mention.
我必须提到几点我们需要当心的。
Number one，
第一点
，the head and the body are one.
头和身体是一个。
They can be distinguished, but they cannot be separated.
他们能够分开的谈。但是他们不能被分开。
So when we are talking about this matter of the body,
因此当我们谈到身体这个问题
we must remember that it is just for the sake of explanation.
我们必须知道这是为了解说的缘故。
But it cannot and never can be separated from the head.
它不能也从来不能和头分开。
Because according to the scripture,
因为根据圣经
the body comes out of the head.
身体是从头出来的
，and the body grows into the head.
同时，身体是长进到头。
So the head and the body are one.
因此，头和身体原来是一个。
Number two.
第二点。
We need to remember that the head is always on the top.
我们必须记得头永远是在上面的。
And the body is always underneath.
身体永远是在头的下头。
This order can never be reversed.
这个次序不能改变。
We must always remember.
我们必须永远记得。
That Christ is the head.
基督是头。
And the church is just its body.
教会只是身体。
Number three.
第三点。
When we consider this matter of the body,
当我们考虑身体这个事情，
it is only within the context of the head.
必须这个是在头的这个原则的底下。
We cannot mention the body independently.
我们不能分开的谈身体。
So far as the head is concerned,
就头来说，
as Christ is concerned,
就基督来说。
Of course, we can mention him exclusively.
当然我们可以只谈他。
But as to the body, this is something that is impossible.
但是当我们谈到身体的时候，我们就不能只谈身体。
So whenever we are talking about this matter of the body,
因此我们每一次谈到身体这个事，
never forget the head.
不要，绝对不要忘记头。
Because we only can see the body through the head.
因为我们只能从头看到身体。
Number four.
第四点，
This matter of the head and the body,
这个关于头和身体，
is not theory.
这不是一个理论，
it is a reality.
这是一个实际。
For this reason, we have to look to the Lord.
为了这个缘故，我们必须仰望主。
That he will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求他给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Otherwise, we will never be able to really enter into this truth.
不然我们没有办法真正的进入这个真理。
Number five.
第五点。
We should not neglect the body.
我们不应该忽略了身体。
Nor should we overemphasize the body.
我们也不能过分强调身体。
Because we find that among God's people there is such extremities.
因为我们在神的百姓中间，我们的确是看到这样极端的情形。
Too many Christians they never consider this matter of the body of Christ.
对于许多的基督徒来说，他们从来没有考虑到这个身体基督身体的这个事情。
Their whole approach is personal.
他们整个的做法。都是个人的。
They do not see the corporateness of the body.
他们没有看到身体整个团体的这个情形。
And for this reason, they fall short of the purpose of God.
因为这个缘故，他们就亏欠了主的目的。
So body is something that we should never neglect.
因此，身体这件事情，我们是。永远不能忽略的。
And yet, on the other hand, we find there are people who overemphasize the body.
可是另外一方面，我们看到有些人，他们过分强调了身体。
They talk about the body all the time.
他们什么时候都说到身体。
Without mentioning the head.
而不提到头。
They uplift the church above Christ.
他们把教会放在基督的上面。
And that is something very, very wrong.
那是很错误的事情。
So I hope that we will be cautious about these points.
所以我盼望我们在这几点上需要小心。
God willing, during these four morning sessions,
主若愿意在这四天早上，
we will look at the body from four directions.
我们要从四个角度来看身
体。This morning, we would like to consider body vision.
今天早上。我们愿意考虑到身体的意象。
Next morning, we will like to consider body calling.
明天早上我们会提到身体的呼召。
And the third session will be body principles.
第三天早上我们会说到身体的原则。
And finally, body living.
最后第四天我们会说到身体的生活。
Will you please turn to Acts?
请大家翻到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传第二十六章。
Our brother read this last night.
我们弟兄昨天晚上读过了。
And we would like to read it again.
我们要再读一次。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传第二十六章。
We'll begin with verse 4.
我们从第四节读起。
Through verse 20.
从第四节读到第二十节。
This is Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
My manner of life then from my youth, which from its commencement was passed among my nation in Jerusalem, know all the Jews.
我从起初在本国的民众，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。
Who knew me before from the outset of my life, if they will bear witness that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I live a Pharisee.
他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教宗最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
And now I stand to be judged because of the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers.
现在我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。
To which our whole 12 tribes, serving incessantly day and night, hope to arrive. About which hope?O King, I am accused of the Jews.
这应许我们十二个支派昼夜切切地侍奉神，都指望得者。王啊，我被犹太人控告，就是因这指望。
Why should be judged a thing incredible in your sight if God raises the dead?
神叫死人复活，你们为什么看作不可信呢？
I indeed myself thought.That I ought to do much against the name of Jesus the Nazarene.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Which also I did in Jerusalem, and myself shut up in prisons many of the saints, having received the authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my vote.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄。我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。
And often punishing them in all the synagogues, I compel them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly furious against them, I persecuted them even to cities out of our own land.
在各会堂，我屡次用刑，强迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦人的诚意。
And when engaged in this, I was journeying to Damascus with authority and power from the chief priests.
那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。
At midday on the way, I saw, O King, a light above the brightness of the sun, shining from heaven round about me and those who were journeying with me.
王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人。
And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in a Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against goats.
我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗。为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
And I say, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest.
我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
But rise up and stand on your feet, for this purpose have I appeared to thee, to appoint thee to be a servant and a witness, both of what thou hast seen.And of what I shall appear to thee in.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将来要启示、要指示你的事证明出来。
Taking thee out from among the people and the nations to whom I send thee.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
To open their eyes.That they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me.
我差你到他们那里去， 要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赎罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 19,
第十九节。
Whereupon King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亚基破王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
But at first to those both in Damascus and Jerusalem, and to all the regions of Judea, and to the nations, announced that they should repent and turn to God, doing works worthy of repentance.
先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
The letter to the Ephesians.
我们翻到以弗所书。
Chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
第一章第22节和23节。
Our brother read it last night.
我们弟兄昨天晚上读过了。
And we'll read it again.
我们今天早上再读一次。
And has put all things under his feet, that is, under the feet of Christ, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him.Who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，就是伏在基督的脚下，使他为万有，为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Let's commit the word to the Lord.
让我们把这些话放在主的面前。
Dear Lord,We do praise and thank thee.
主啊，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
That we may gather together unto thy name.
我们可以奉你的名在一起聚集。
We do believe that thou art in our midst.
我们相信你在我们的中间。
By faith, we can sense thy presence.
靠着信，我们可以知道你的同在。
Lord, speak, thy servants heareth.
主啊，你说话。仆人在这里静听
that thou mayest be glorified,
让你能得到荣耀
in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Vision is very, very important to us Christians.
意象对我们基督徒是非常重要的。
By vision, we do not mean something that we see physically.
意象，我们不是说我们用肉眼看见。
We mean something that is deeper than that.
我们意思是说比这个更深。
Because even in the case of Paul,
因为就算在保罗的例子看
even though he did physically see the Lord,
纵然他肉眼看见了神
and he heard the voice of the Lord.
他听见了主的声音。
And yet, it was something deeper than the physical.
但是这件事是比肉眼所看见的更深。
Because in Galatians, when he mentioned his experience,
在加拉太书，当保罗提到他这个经历，
he said it pleased God to reveal His Son in me.
他说，神乐意与把他的儿子启示在我的心里。
So vision is something more than just outward.
因此，意象这件事情是不只是在外面。
It is something within.
这是里面的事情。
It is when the Holy Spirit reveals the mind of God to our spirit.
就是圣灵把神的意念启示在我们的里面。
In our spirit, we see.Something.
在我们的灵里，我们看见了一件事情。
Or to put it in another way,
换句话说
we see with our spiritual eyes into the heart of God.
就是用我们属灵的眼睛看见了神的心。
We see what is in God's heart.
我们看见了在神的心里面是什么。
What is it that He is really after?
神要的到底是什么。
Or to say that what is His purpose?Before the foundation of the world.
或者说在创世以前他的目的是什么。
And that is what we mean by heavenly vision.
这是我们所说的天上的异象。
You remember, Solomon says in Proverb.
你记得所罗门在箴言里面说。
In Proverb 29 verse 18.
箴言二十九章第十九节。
He said, "Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint."
当没有异象的时候，人就分散，人就没有约束。
Where there is no vision,
没有异象。
Some version said the people perish.
或说人百姓就灭亡。
Or it said the people disintegrate.
或者说百姓就分散了。
Or the people cast off restraint.
或者说百姓就不受约束了。
So here you find how important is vision to God's people.
这里我们看见异象对神的百姓有多么的重要。
If there is no vision,
若是没有异象，
then we cast off all restraint.
那我们就把所有的约束都丢掉了。
If there is no vision,
若是没有异象，
then we were all scattered to the four corners of the world.
我们就零零碎碎地分散到世界的四方。
And if there is vision, we are spiritually perishing.
若是没有异象，我们属灵上就死了。
Because vision, heavenly vision,
因为这个天上的异象，
give us direction.
给我们目标。
They not only give us direction, but it also give us strength.
不但给我们方向，而且给我们力量。
It also give us endurance.
给我们有持续的力量。
When we are faced with troubles,
当我们面对问题的时候，
vision give us that strength to press on.
异象就给我们的力量，让我们可以继续的往前。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
especially we who are living at the very end of the end time,
当我们活在这末世的最末的时候，
we find that the pressures around us are very heavy.
我们看见我们四周围的压力很大。
Everything is being contested.
所有的事情都被争。
As the Bible says.
像圣经所说的，
The day will come when there will be not only shaking on earth, but shaking in heaven.
所以有一天，不但世界被震动，连天都被震动。
Everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
所有都能够被震掉的都会被震掉。
Because the unshakable kingdom is at sight.
因为那个不被震动的国是在面前。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
when we are facing such situations,
当我们面对这样的情况，
what will give us the direction?
什么可以给我们方向？
That we know where we are heading.
我们知道往哪里走。
We will not be drifting.
我们不会漂流。
But we are pressing on towards a certain goal.
我们就会在向着一个标杆努力。
And vision give us that goal.
异象就给我们那个目标。
And as we are pressing towards the goal,
当我们向那个目标前进的时候，
we need strength.
我们需要力量。
And where can we get that strength?
我们力量从哪里来？
Again, you find vision give us that strength.
我们这里又看见，就是异象给我们这个力量。
And when we are pressing towards the goal,
当我们向着标杆直跑的时
候， we'll find there are many difficulties along the way.
我们看到路上有许多的难处。
Because Christian life is like an obstacle race.
因为基督徒的生活好像是一个难关一个难关的这样赛跑。
So how, where we have the endurance?
就我们哪里来的这个力量可以继续？
Again, you find vision give us endurance.
那这里我们又看见异象给我们持续的力量。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
in my contact with God's people in many places.
当我与各地的弟兄神的百姓有接触的时候，
I find that the greatest need among God's people today,
我就发现在神的百姓当中最大的需要，
is this matter of the vision.
是关于这个意象。
God's people lack vision.
神的百姓缺少意象。
Therefore, God's people are just drifting.
因此神的百姓就在漂流。
God's people lack vision.
神的百姓缺少异象。
Therefore, they are scattered all over.
因此他们就散布在四方。
God's people lack vision.
神的百姓缺少异象。
Because when they meet some difficulties, immediately they collapse.
所以 当他们遇见难处的时候，马上他们就跌倒了。
Vision is the greatest need among God's people today.
在神的百姓当中，今天最需要的就是异象。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我们必须问我们自己。
Do we have vision?
我们有没有这个异象？
What do we see in that vision?
在我们这个异象里面，我们看见了什么？
Have we touched the very heart of God?
我们有没有摸到神的心？
Do we know what is God's purpose for us?
我们知不知道神在我们身上的目的是什么？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we need to be very clear on that.
我们在这一点上需要很清楚。
Because if we are not clear on this matter of vision,
因为若是我们在异象这件事情上不清楚的话，
How can we go on?
我们怎么能够往前呢？
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
所以求主给我们怜悯。
That we may be a people with vision.
让我们成为一般有异象的百姓。
Now what is that vision?
那个异象是什么呢？
We remember then the Apostle Paul.
我们记得使徒保罗。
When he defended himself before King Agrippa.
当他在亚基破王面前为申辩的时候，
He concluded his whole life and ministry into one sentence.
他把他整个一生的侍奉集中在一句话上。
He said, "Whereupon, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
他说，亚基破王啊，我故此没有违背从天上来的异象。
This heavenly vision explains everything.
这从天上来的异象。解释了一切的事情。
So we would like to go back and look at this heavenly vision.
因此，我们现在要回头来看那个天上来的异象。
We know that the Apostle Paul saw this vision on the road to Damascus.
我们知道使徒保罗在到大马色路上的时候，大马色的路上看见这个异象。那时候他叫扫罗。
And this is mentioned in the Book of Acts 3 times.
在使徒行传里面，这件事情说了三次。
We find in chapter 9 of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传第九章。
It is the record of what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus.
是保罗在到大马色路上这件事情的记录。
Luke recorded this fact.
路加把这个事实记下来。
So it is a historical record.
因此这是一个历史的记录。
And then you'll find in chapter 22,
在第二十二章,
it was Paul's defense before the Jews.
是保罗在犹太人面前的申诉。
You remember the last time he was in Jerusalem.
你记得最后一次，使徒保罗在耶路撒冷。
There was a turmoil.
那有一个骚乱。
And then he was rescued by the Roman soldiers.
罗马兵丁就把他救出来。
And when the crowd pressed towards him.
当民众拥挤他的时候，
He asked permission to talk to them.
他就请求一个机会让他可以说话。
So he spoke to the Jews in Jerusalem.
所以他在耶路撒冷就向犹太人说。
And he related his past experience.
他提到他过去的经历。
And the third time you'll find it in chapter 26 of the book of Acts.
第三次是在使徒行传第二十六章。
That is his defense before the Gentiles.
那是在外邦人的面前申诉。
And again he mentioned his experience on the road to Damascus.
他再一次提到他在大马色路上的经历。
So you find this testimony of Paul.
因此你看见保罗的见证。
Concerning the heavenly vision.
关于那天上的异象。
Is mentioned 3 times in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面提到了三次。
You know, whenever you find something is being mentioned more than once.
当你想到有一件事情若是被一再的提到，
it means that the Holy Spirit is trying to attract your attention.
就是说圣灵在这里想要得到你的注意力，
so that you may look into this matter.
好让你仔细的查考这件事。
Because 2 or 3 are the number of witnesses.
因此，因为两个或三个是做见证的数目。
In other words,
换句话说
，What happened to Paul?
就是说发生在保罗身上的事
is presented before us
是显明在我们面前
once, twice, thrice
第一次第二次第三次
that we too may catch the same vision.
好让我们能够抓到同样的意象。
I believe this is the intention of the Holy Spirit.
我相信这是圣灵的意思。
Now, if this is intention of the Holy Spirit,
若这是圣灵的意思
then I hope that we will really catch it.
那我相信，我盼望我们实在能够抓到这个东西。
So let us go through this experience.
所以让我们来经历一下这个经历。
We know that the Apostle Paul was formerly called Saul of Tarsus.
我们知道使徒保罗以前叫做大树的扫罗。
He was born in the city of Tarsus.
他是在大树这个城市生的。
A born citizen of Rome.
生来就是罗马的公民。
We know at that time most people in the Roman Empire were slaves.
我们知道那个时候在罗马帝国底下大部分人是奴隶。
Because they were conquered by the Romans.
因为他们被罗马人所征服了。
The slaves did not have any right.
奴隶没有任何的权利。
But the Romans, they have the rights.
但是罗马人有权利。
And Paul, Saul, was born in a city of Tarsus.
扫罗是在大树这个城市生的。
And because of this, he was considered as a Roman citizen by birth.
因此他在这里，因此他那个时候就被认为被看为是生下来就是罗马人。
So he had rights.
因此他有权利。
And this city was a Gentile city.
这个城市其实外邦人的城市。
So during that time, you find the culture was Greek culture.
是在那个时候，基本的文化是希腊的文化。
Politically, it was Roman.
政治上来说是罗马。
But culturally, it was Greek.
文化上来说是希腊。
So this man Saul, when he was young, he was brought up under a Greek culture.
所以扫罗这个人当他年轻的时候是在希腊文化中间长大的。
But being born to a Hebrew family.
但是他是一个希伯来人家庭里面所生的。
So you find that he was reared in Hebrew customs.
因此当他长大的时候他就学了许多希伯来的风俗。
And very probably, when he was made a son of the law,
所以当他年纪够大，变成了律法之子的时候
，that is when he was 12 or 13.
是当他十二、十三岁作为律法之子的时候
，probably he will go to Jerusalem.
他可能曾经去过耶路撒冷
，and there he sat under the feet of Gamaliel.
在那里，他在加马略的门下受教。
Gamaliel was one of the great rabbis during that time.
在那个时候，加马略是犹太教中一个伟大的一个教师。
He was the grandson of Hillel.
他是一个叫做 Hillel 这个拉比的孙子。
And then you find this young man Saul sat under the feet of Gamaliel.
所以我们就看见扫罗这个年轻人在加马略的脚下受教。
And he was educated under the strictest rule of the Jewish religion.
他是根据犹太教最严谨的教门在那里受教。
He was very deep in Jewish traditions.
他在犹太的传统里面他是很深的。
And he was a very religious person too.
而且他是一个很宗教性的一个人。
You know, most young people probably will seek after worldly things.
大部分我们知道大部分的年轻人都很容易被世界所吸引。
And yet this young man, he sought after spiritual things.
但是这个年轻人扫罗他是追寻那个属灵的事情。
He was educated as a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人他是受法利赛人的教育。
And he was a true Pharisee.
他是一个真正的法利赛人。
We remember that our Lord Jesus,How he denounced the Pharisees.
我们记得我们主耶稣他说到法利赛人不好的地方。
He called these Pharisees you hypocrites.
他说法利赛人啊，你们是假冒为善。
But this young man Saul was a true Pharisee.
但是这个年轻人扫罗，他是一个真的法利赛人。
He really kept the law very strictly.
他是很严谨的遵守法利赛的律法。
He followed everything according to the tradition of the fathers.
他根据祖先的传统严谨的跟随。
And he was very, very zealous.
他是而且非常热心。
So at that time, he became a leader in persecuting the followers of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以在那个时候，他就在那些法利赛人里面，来他们逼迫，跟随耶稣的人中间，他是领袖。
Because according to the Pharisees,
因为根据法利赛人，
they considered our Lord Jesus as an impostor of Jewish religion.
他们看我们的主耶稣是在犹太教的一个骗子。
For this reason, this young man, he was determined to wipe out all the followers of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以这个年轻人扫罗，他里面有一个心智，要把所有跟随耶稣的人统统除灭。
He was really more advanced than his contemporaries.
他比他同辈的人都在法利赛人里面更长进。
So he persecuted the Christians both in Jerusalem and in Jewish cities.
因此他就逼迫跟随耶稣的人，不但在耶路撒冷，而且在其他外邦的城邑。
And he even got the documents from the high priest to go to Gentile cities.
他从大祭司那里取得了文书，要到外邦的城邑。
To seize those followers of Jesus.
要去捉拿那些跟随耶稣的人。
And brought them to Jerusalem to be condemned.
把他们带到耶路撒冷来被在那里被定罪。
One day he was on his way to Damascus.
有一天，当他到大马色的路上。
The purpose of his travel was to go to Damascus.
他到大马色的目的是
To seize the followers of Jesus.
是要把跟随耶稣的人捉拿起来。
To bring them to Jerusalem to be judged.
带他们到耶路撒冷，让他们受审判。
But while he was approaching the city of Damascus,
当他快到大马色的时候，
it was at noontime.
在晌午。
But suddenly a light brighter than the noonday sun.
突然有比日头更亮的一个光。
Shone upon him.
照在他身上，
and he was smitten by that light.
他被那个光所击倒。
He fell upon the ground.
他倒在地上。
And then he heard a voice.
他听到一个声音。
Speaking in Hebrew tongue.
是用希伯来话说的。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
If we understand the meaning of that figure of speech,
若是我们懂得这一句话里面的意思。
We can see there is deep meaning in it.
我们看这句话里面有很深的意思。
You know, in the old days,
在过往的以前的时候，
when the farmers farmed the land,
当农夫在耕田的时候，
they use ox or horse,
他们用牛或者用马
to draw,
来拉拉那个犁。
And then you find that usually an ox will be under a yoke.
通常这个牛身上是带了那个轭。
And the farmer will lay his hand on the plow.
这个农夫呢，就把他的手呢放在犁上面。
To guide the plow so that it will make a straight way.
让这个犁头呢可以很直的在那里耕田。
And on the other hand,
他另外一只手
，he will hold a sharp instrument.
他拿了一个很尖的东西，
which is called the goat.
叫做刺。
So when he was guiding the ox,
所以当他在那里领着
to till the ground.
领着那个牛, 让这个牛耕田的时候,
you know, the ox has its own idea.
你知道这牛有他自己的想法。
So sometimes you find the ox will not listen to the master.
所以有的时候你发觉这个牛有的时候不听他主人的话。
And then the furry will not be straight.
那个耕出来的田就不直。
So whenever such thing happened,
所以当这件事情发生的时候,
then the farmer will use this goat,
农夫就用他那个刺,
and very gently touch the leg of the ox,
轻轻地刺一下那个牛的腿,
just to remind the ox,
就让这个牛想起来。
But the ox being so stubborn,
可是这个牛是很, 是很顽固的,
you find that it kicks back,
他就踢,
and when it kicks back, of course, it hurts.
当他踢这个刺的时候，当然很痛。
And after a number of times being hurt,
痛了几次以后,
then he learned obedience.
他就知道要顺服,
to do the will of the master.
就要根据主人的意思来耕田。
So when the risen Lord said to Saul,
就当那一位升天的主向扫罗说,
it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
In other words,
换句话说,
the Lord was telling Saul,
主向扫罗说,
that he is not his own master.
你不是你自己的主人,
that he has a master.
你有一个主人。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
is it true that we always forget we have a master?
是不是真的呢? 我们常常忘记我们有个主人。
We always think that we are our own masters.
我们常常以为我们自己是我们自己的主人。
We can do what we want to do.
我要做什么就能做什么。
That is why we are in this world.
这就是为什么我们在今天活在世上。
Just to do our own will.
要做我们自己的事。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
God is telling us,
神告诉我们,
that when we are born into the world,
当我们被生在世界上的时候,
everyone has a purpose behind.
每一个人都有一个目的。
God has a purpose with each one of us.
神在我们每个人身上都有一个目的。
He is our master.
他是我们的主人。
And he wants us to do his will.
他要我们做行他的旨意。
That is the reason why we are in this world.
那就是为什么我们生在这个世上。
But we do not know it.
但是我们不知道。
We try to do our own will.
我们要按照我们自己的旨意做。
So sometimes you'll find God will just prick us a little bit.
所以我们看见有时候神就刺我们一下。
But instead of learning our lesson,
但是我们没有学我们功课。
We kick back.
我们就踢那个刺。
And we got hurt.
我们就痛一点。
And that is what is happening to every one of us.
那就是在我们每个人身上发生的事情。
With this young man Saul,
对这个年轻人扫罗,
he was carrying out his own will.
他在行他自己的旨意。
He thought that this was the way to serve God.
他说这是侍奉神的办法。
To kill the Christians.
要把所有的基督徒都除灭。
And that is serving God.
那就是侍奉神。
In other words,
换句话说,
he is trying to force his own will.
他要把他自己的, 意志能够行出来。
He forgot that he had a master.
他忘记了他也有个主人。
He forgot that God has a will upon his life.
他忘记了神在他的, 生命上有一个目的。
He was doing something against God's will for him.
他其实是在做一件事, 是违反神在他身上的旨意。
And oftentimes you find God will just prick him a little bit.
你看见, 神有的时候就刺他一下。
Our brother mentioned about Stephen.
我们弟兄昨天晚上提到了斯提凡。
You know, Saul was there.
扫罗在那里。
He was there when Stephen was defending himself before the people.
当斯提凡在公会那里申辩的时候。
And he was there when he saw Stephen's dying.
扫罗在那里, 他也看到斯提凡,
and being an honest person,
他是一个扫罗是一个诚实的人,
and a true Pharisee,
是真正的法利赛人,
his conscience couldn't help but be pricked.
他的良心没有办法, 他良心被刺了。
And probably at the death of Stephen,
可能在斯提凡死的时候,
that touch of the gods was very prominent.
那个刺在保罗的心里是很强烈。
But he kicked back.
但是他踢开了。
Instead of yielding to the voice of his conscience，
他没有，在他良心的那个声音的那边服下来。
You find in chapter 9 of Acts he doubled his efforts in persecuting the believers。
我们看见《使徒行传》第九章，他更加加强他逼迫基督徒的作为。
He tried to silence his conscience。
他要让他自己的良心里面没有声音。
So on the road to Damascus，
因此在大马士的路上
，The Lord reminds him，
主提醒他
，It is hard for you to kick against the goads。
你用脚踢刺是难的。
You have kicked against the goads many times。
你已经踢了好几次。
Now it is time that you understand。
这一次你应该清楚。
It is time that you yield yourself。
这一次你应该服下来。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，When Saul heard that，
当扫罗听到的时候
，He asked Lord, who are you？
他说，主啊，你是谁
？Immediately you find he addressed the one who talked to him as Lord。
马上你就看见那一位向他说话的人，扫罗称他为主。
Formerly he was his own Lord。
以前扫罗自己是自己的主。
But now he recognized there is one greater than he。
现在他承认。有一位比他更大
，mightier than he，
比他更有能力。
He was no match to that person。
对于那一位，他没有办法比较。
So he called him Lord。
因此他叫他主。
Even though he did not know who he is，
虽然他不知道他是谁。
And yet he called him Lord。
但是他称他为主。
He said, Lord, who are you？
他说主啊，你是谁
？You are my Lord now。
你现在是我的主。
I belong to you now。
我是属于你的。
What do you want me to do？
你要我干什么
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，Here you find。On the way to Damascus，
这里我们看见在大马士的路上
，He saw Jesus as Lord。
他看见了耶稣是主。
In this heavenly vision，
在这个天上的意象
，The most important part of the vision，
这个意象里面最要紧的部分
，The central part of that vision，
这个意象里面中心的部分
，is seeing Jesus as Lord，
是看见耶稣是主。
That he really see that he is the head over all things.
看见他是一切的头。
Because God has established Jesus as head over all things.
因为神已经立耶稣在一切的事上是头。
Now our brother mentioned that last night.
昨天晚上我们弟兄已经提过。
And that is his responsibility.
那是他的责任。
But anyway, I want to mention this.
可是我需要再提一下。
Because we cannot see the body outside the context of the head.
因为我们没有办法看身体这个事情在基督在头的这个前后文之外。
Whatever you see out of the context of Christ the head is false。
你随便你看见什么，若是看见的事情是在基督是头这件事情之外的范围之外，你就错。
So we have to consider this matter of the body within the context of the head。
因此我们必须考虑身体这件事情是在头的范围里面。
But first of all, he saw Jesus as the Lord。
第一件事情他看见是耶稣是主。
And he yielded himself to the Lord。
他自己在主的面前把自己放下。
Because his second question is, What shall I do, Lord?
第二个问题就是说，主啊，我当做什么？
Saul never asked anybody, What should he do before?
从前，扫罗从来没有问别人，我该做什么。
He was very sure of himself。
他对自己很有把握。
He knew what he was going to do。
他知道他该做什么。
And he will command others to do likewise。
他又叫别人做他想做的事。
But probably for the first time, he said, "Lord, what shall I do?"
但是他一生第一次，他说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”I have come to the end of myself。
我已经走到我自己本事的尽头。
And now, you are my Lord。
现在你是我的主。
You have to tell me what What should I do?
你必须告诉我，我当做什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，That is the heavenly vision.
那是天上的意象。
That is something that all of us must see.
那是我们每个人必须看见的一个意象。
Do we see that our Lord Jesus is really our Lord?
我们是不是正看见我们的主耶稣的确是我们的主
？Not just say Lord, Lord.
并不是说主啊，主啊。
Or like Peter said, Lord, never.
譬如彼得说主啊你不可做这个事
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Is it true in our daily life
在我们每天生活的里面
That Jesus is Lord
是不是真的耶稣是我的主
You know our Lord Jesus himself said
我们主耶稣自己说
Many will say Lord Lord
许多人会说主啊主啊
And the Lord said
但是主说
I do not approve of you
我不赞许你
Because you do not know, you do not do my Father's will.
因为你不做我父的意志。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it is very, very important.
这是很重要的一件事。
That we really have this heavenly vision.
我们必须要有着天上的意象。
Not just mentally, we know that Jesus is Lord.
并不是只在我们脑子里面知道说耶稣是主。
Yes, God has exalted him.
的确，神已经把他升高
，and made him Lord and Christ，
让他是主，是基督。
But brothers and sisters，
但是弟兄姊妹
，it has to be something real。
这件事情必须是真的。
In our spirit，
在我们的灵里
，we really see that Jesus is Lord。
我们真正的看见耶稣是我的主。
He is not the one whom can be we can despise。
我们里头不能小看他。
We have to bow before him.
我们必须在他面前跪下。
And allow him to be really Lord of our life.
让他真正成为我们生活里面的主。
Not Lord occasionally.
不只是有时候是我的主。
Not Lord in certain areas of our life.
不是说在我生活里面的一部分是我的主。
But he must be Lord of all.
他必须是我全部的主。
I think probably you have heard about this.
可能你已经听过。
The words by F.B. Meyer.
有一位F.B. Meyer 梅尔弟兄
He has a very famous saying.
他有一句很有名的话
Because in his own experience,
在他里头自己的经历里
he found that the Lord Jesus came to him.
他觉得有一次，主耶稣来到他的生活里
and asked for the keys of his life.
要把他问他要他生活里生命里面的钥匙
and he has a bundle of keys.
他有一把钥匙
Big keys and small keys.
有大钥匙，有小钥匙。
To many areas of his life.
就每一个钥匙开他自己生活里面不一样的部分。
And when the Lord asked for these keys,
当主跟他要这些钥匙的时候
he gave the Lord every key except a small one.
他把所有的钥匙都给主了，只留了一个小钥匙。
There is a closet that he wants to keep for himself.
有一个小小的橱柜，他要留着给自己。
And it is said that when the Lord saw that,
那就当主看见
And the Lord refused to accept the keys.
主就不愿意接受他这一把钥匙。
If I'm not the Lord of all, I'm not Lord at all.
我若不是全部的主，我就根本不是你的主。
And that is the famous saying.
这就是那句很有名的话。
So finally, by the grace of God, F.B. Meyer gave the Lord that small key too.
就靠着主的恩典。迈尔弟兄就把那个小钥匙也给了主。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，How we need to see in our spirit，
我们多么需要在我们的灵里看见
，That our Lord Jesus is really Lord of all。
我们的主耶稣必须是一切的主。
We need to hand over every key of our life to Him。
我们必须把我们生活里面每一个钥匙都交给我们。
Let us have this transaction before Him。
让我们在主面前有这么样一个交代。
Because if we do not have this transaction,
若是我们没有这么一个交代
，How can we go on spiritually?
我们怎么能够在属灵上能够往前
？How can we face all the pressures of the world?
我们怎么能够面对所有从世界上来的压力
？So this is the important part of the heavenly vision.
这是天上来的意象里面。最重要的一部分。
Now my part is a smaller part.
我的责任是一个小的部分。
So here you find after the Saul Jesus is Lord.
因此，当我们看见，当扫罗看见耶稣是主这件事以后
，At the same time, he said, "Lord, who are you?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And the heavenly voice said,
天上来的声音说
：“I'm Jesus, whom thou persecuted."
我就是那个你所逼迫的耶稣。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You know Saul was a Pharisee.
你知道扫罗是个法利赛人。
And Pharisees have their reasonings.
法利赛人很会想。
They are used to their reasonings.
他们有很会在里头想。
So as a Pharisee,
所以就一个法利赛人说
，Probably it would be very natural for him to argue in this way.
他很容易就可以跟主有这么样的一个争论。
He said, "Lord,"
他说主啊
，If you are Jesus,
你若是耶稣的话
，I have never persecuted you.
我从来没有逼迫过你。
I have never seen you.
我从来没见过你。
And now you are in heaven.
现在你在天上。
I cannot reach you.
我都不能碰到你。
How can you say that I persecute you?
你怎么能说我在逼迫你呢
？He had every reason to argue.
他保罗很有理由来这么样的争辩。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，If what you see is just in your mind,
若是你所看见的只是停留在你的脑子
，then no doubt you will argue.
那当然你会争辩。
But Saul saw it in his spirit.
但是扫罗在他自己的灵里面看见。
When you see something in your spirit, argument is out of the window.
当你灵里面看见了，你的争辩就丢在窗子外面。
Because he saw through.
因为他看透了。
He saw that though he persecuted only the followers of Jesus.
他看见了，虽然他所逼迫的是跟随耶稣的人。
And yet.In touching them, he touched the head.
但是当他摸到他们的时候，他就摸到了那个头。
What a revelation that is!
这是多么，这是如何的一个启示
？On the road to Damascus, Saul this vision.
当到大马色路上，扫罗看见了这个异象。
He saw that the Christians, that the believers whom he persecuted,
他看见他所逼迫的这些信徒。
Many in Jerusalem,
许多在耶路撒冷。
Many in the cities of Judea,
许多在犹太的城邑。
And even in some Gentile cities,
甚至于在外邦的城市。
And he was going to Damascus to persecute them.
他到大马色为了要逼迫这些人。
In an instant, he realized.
但是就在那一刻的当中
，that all these many individuals,
所有这些个别的基督徒
，he finds that they are the body connected with its head.
他看见他们是一个身体，是连在那个头上。
So when you touch any member of the body, you touch the head.
因此你要摸任何一个身体里面的肢体，你就摸到了那个头。
If I touch the arm of my brother,
若是我碰我弟兄的膀子
，You know he would say, "Why do you touch me?"
那我弟兄就会说，你为什么碰我
？He would not be so specific and say, "Why do you touch my arm?"
他不会说你为什么碰我的臂膀
？Oh, why do you touch my finger?
那为什么你碰我的小指拇
？He would say, "Why do you touch me?"
他会说你为什么碰我
？Because all the members of the body belong to the head.
因为所有身体上的肢体都是属于头。
Dear brothers and sisters, on the road to Damascus,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在大马士的路上
，he saw the body.
他看见了这个身体。
It was a revelation.
对他来说，实在是个启示。
He saw that all those Christians in many cities,
他看见所有在各城的基督徒
，they are members of the one body.
他们都是。一个身体里面的肢体。
And it is the body of Christ.
这是基督的身体。
So the head and the body are inseparable.
因此头和身体是不能分开的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Do we have such a vision?
我们有没有这个意象
？You know, our problem is we are so individualistic.
我们的问题是我们都是这么个人主义。
We even in our spiritual pursuit.
虽然在我们属灵的跟随上，属灵的追求上
we seek for our personal spirituality.
我们追求我们自己的属灵
that we may be so spiritual.
让我们变成这样的属灵
that we can be set up as a monument.
我们好像在可以 变成一个一个纪念碑一样。
For people to look at and admire.
让别人看，让别人赞美。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
But in the will of God.
在神的旨意里。
You find that His purpose is always corporate.
你看见他的旨意永远是团体。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because our Lord Jesus is so full and rich.
因为我们的主耶稣是这么丰富。是这么样的丰满。
The Bible says the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他说，圣经里面告诉我们是测不透的丰富。
All the fullness of Godhead dwells in Him bodily.
神性所有的丰富都充充满满的。
And because He is so full and so rich.
因为他这么样的丰富，这么样的满。
No one person can contain the infinite riches of Christ.
没有一个人能够盛装。这个无限的丰富。
No one person can express the glory of our Christ.
没有一个人能够彰显，完全的彰显基督的荣耀。
It takes many members.
需要许多的肢体。
One body.
一个身体。
With many members.
许多的身体。
To contain the riches of the head.
来盛装头的丰富。
And to manifest the glory.Of the head.
来表现头的荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
you find that on the road to Damascus,
你看见在大马士的路上，
Saul, he saw the body.
扫罗看见了身体。
The head is in heaven.
头在天上。
But the body covers the whole universe.
但是身体是在所有的宇宙里。
From the first one who believed in the Lord Jesus,
从那第一个相信耶稣基督的开始
to the last one who believed in the Lord Jesus,
到最后一个相信主耶稣的
throughout the whole universe,
在宇宙全部
everywhere,
什么任何地方
you find that they are just members.
你看见他们只是肢体
No one individual is a body.
没有一个单独的人可以成为身体
Just members
它只是肢体
But even though the members are many
可是虽然肢体有众多
The body is only one
身体只有一个
One head, one body
一个身体一个头一个身体
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Do we really see it in our spirit?
在我们的灵里我们是不是真正的看见了
Do we really see that we are but members of the one body?
我们是不是真正看见我们不过是一个身体里面的肢体
And this body is united with Christ the head.
这个身体是与基督头连在一起。
Saul, on the road to Damascus,He saw Jesus as Lord.
扫罗在大马士的路上看见了基督是主。
And he yielded himself to him.
他就自己在伏在他的面前。
And you find that throughout his life,
你看见他一生
he followed the Lord faithfully.
他忠心地跟随主。
Submitted himself to the Lord completely.
他自己完全地降服在主的下面。
But here,Concerning the body.
但是在这里关于身体
When Saul said, Lord, what shall I do?
当扫罗说主啊我当做什么
Now I am at your disposal.
那现在我是随你怎么处置
Whatever you want me to do, I will get up and do it.
你随便要我什么要我做什么我站起来我要做
Because Saul, he has a very strong will.
因为扫罗是一个意志力很坚强的人
And full of energy.
他是精力充沛。
So it is as if said, Lord, I'm here.
就说主啊，我在这儿。
Now, what do you want me to do?
你要我做什么
？He offered himself to the Lord for service.
他把他自己献给主，要帮主做事。
And he fully expected the Lord to tell him, Saul, go there, do this.
他盼望主，他盼望主会跟他说，扫罗，你到那里去做这件事。
Because he was a person, who is so individualistic.
因为他是这么样一个独立个人主义的人。
But instead of that,
但是没有这样。
You find the Lord said,
主说,
You get up,
你站起来,
go to Damascus,
你到大马士城里,
you wait there,
你在那儿等,
and I will send someone to tell you what I want you to do.
我要差遣一个人告诉你该做什么。
Do you know that this is very humiliating?
你知道这件事情对扫罗来说是很让他下不了台。
Because he used was to be the head.
因为他以前都是头，做头。
And now he surrendered his headship.
现在他把他自己降服下来。
And he took the Lord Jesus as head.
他把耶稣基督作为头。
And yet the Lord said,
但是主说
，You need not only me.
你所需要的不只是我。
You need somebody else too.
你所需要的也是一个别人。
I will not tell you what I want you to do.
我不要告诉你你该做什么。
But I will send someone to tell you.
但是我会差遣一个人来告诉你。
It was very difficult for Saul.
这对于扫罗来说很不容易。
But he learned the lesson.
但是他学了功课。
You know, he not only saw the body.
他不但看见了身体。
One body, many members.
一个身体，许多肢体。
And no one member is a body.
没有一个肢体可以称为是身体。
How we need our head.
我们如何需要头。
And how we need one another.
我们如何需要彼此。
I think probably brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹可能。
It is easier for us to know that we need the head.
当我们说我们需要元首，这件事情很容易。
At least mentally we consent to that.
至少我们在我们的想法里面我们能接受。
We need the head.
我们需要一个元首。
Without him,We can do nothing.
若是没有他，我们不能做什么。
And therefore, you find among many Christians.
因此，你就发觉许多基督徒。
There is a very spiritual saying.
有一个很属灵的说法。
My Lord and I.
我的主和我。
That's it.
就是这样。
I don't care anybody.
我不在乎任何别人。
It is just my Lord and I.
只有我的主和我。
I need the Lord.
我需要主。
And the Lord need me.
我的主需要我。
And that's it.
就是这样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
We feel that we are such that we don't need any members of the body.
所以我们说有时候觉得我们不需要身体里面其他的肢体。
But to see the body.
但是就看见身体。
And not to see our own limitations.
不只是看见我们自己这么小小的。
Not to see.Our need of our brothers and sisters.
若是看不见我们弟兄姊妹们的需要。
That means you do not see the body.
那就是说你看不见身体。
So here with Paul, with Saul.
在扫罗。
God not only gave us a vision of the body.
神不只是给他看见身体的意象。
But from the very beginning, God put him into practice.
从一开始，神就把他放在实际的。
To show him that no matter who he is.
让他知道，不管他是谁
，He needs other members of the body.
他需要身体上其他的肢体。
I will not tell you.
我不告诉你。
Go and wait.
你到那儿去，你在那儿等。
Then I will send someone to tell you.
那我要差遣一个人来告诉你。
So from the very beginning, you'll find that this matter of body to soul is not a theory.
所以从一开始，我们看见这个关于身体这件事情，对保罗来说不是一个。一个道理。
So when he got up from the ground,
所以他站起来。
He opened his eyes, he couldn't see.
张开眼睛看不见东西。
And he was led into the city of Damascus.
他被牵到大马色城里。
So the heavenly vision actually continued on.
所以天上的意象实在是在那里继续。
And not only on the road to Damascus, but even continue on to the city of Damascus.
不但在大马色的路上看见了意象，而且这个意象继续。在大马色城里。
There he was waiting.
在那里他等。
You know, brothers and sisters, waiting is most difficult for our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，就我们的肉体来说，等是最难的事。
And Saul must have a big flesh.
扫罗的肉体是很大。
But here you'll find he learned a lesson.
你看见这里他学了一个功课。
He learned to allow the cross to work into his life.
他学着要让十字架在他的生命的生活里面做事。
To enter into the life of the body.
能够进入他，好让他可以进入身体的生活。
The cross is a must.
十字架是必须的。
Many people do not know the body.
许多人不知道身体是什么。
It is because they deny to take up that cross.
因为他们拒绝十字架。
But cross will give us the body.
但是十字架给我们身体。
As it gives us the head.
好像他 给了我们那个头一样。
So here Saul was in Damascus 3 days and 3 nights fasting.
所以这里我们看见扫罗在大马士城里，在那里禁食三天三夜。
And he was praying.
祷告。
Then in a vision.
在异象里。
The Lord showed him a little man.
主给他看见一个小的人。
Not the Lord in heaven.
是主是在天上。哦，不是，不是给他看见主在天上。
The glorious Lord.
不是给他看见那个荣耀的主。
In the vision, he saw a little man.
在这个大马士城里的异象里面，他给他看见一个小的人。
A man called Ananias.
小的人名字叫做亚拿尼亚。
Coming in.
进来。
Lay his hands on him.
把手按在扫罗的头上。
And open his eyes.
让他的眼睛。打开。
And at the same time,
同时
the Lord appeared to Ananias.
主
in a vision.
主也在一个异象中向亚拿尼亚显现。
Say Ananias, you go.
说亚拿尼亚，你去。
To the street called Straight.
到那个街，名字叫做直街。
Find that man Saul of Tarsus.
你找到那个从大树来的人，
叫做扫罗。Lay hands on him and open his eyes.
把你的手放在他头上，让他眼睛能看见。
And Ananias, the Lord.
亚拿尼亚说：“主啊。”
I heard of this man.
我听过这个人。
He is pretty famous.
他很有名。
That he persecuted your followers in Jerusalem and in Judea.
他在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地，在那里逼迫跟随你的人。
And he is coming here to seize us.
他来到大马士城里，要来抓我们。
Now how can I go and see him?
我怎么能够去那里找他呢？
Offer myself to him.
把我自己放到他面前。
That he may seize me and bring me to Jerusalem.
他要抓我，然后带我到耶路撒冷去。
The Lord said, "You go."
主说你就去。
He is my chosen vessel.
他是我所拣选的器。
He will bear witness for me before nations.
他要在外邦人万邦面前为我做见证。
Ananias was known in Damascus.
亚拿尼亚。这个弟兄在大马色是人所知道的。
Because the Jews in Damascus knew that he was a very pious person.
因为在大马色的犹太人知道亚拿尼亚是一个很敬虔的人。
But he was not internationally known.
他并不是说全世界都知道。
You know, Saul was internationally known.
扫罗那个时候是全世界都知道。
So if you compare Saul with Ananias.
所以你若是把扫罗和亚拿尼亚来比较
Saul was a bigger person than Ananias.
扫罗是一个大人物，亚拿尼亚是个小人物。
And also Ananias appeared only once here, that's it.
而且在圣经里面，亚拿尼亚出现一次就没有了。
And Saul, you'll find his record as Paul throughout.
可是扫罗就是后来的保罗，他写了许多书。
So how strange it is that God used a little member to help.A big member.
实在很奇妙，实在很奇怪。神用一个小人物来帮助一个大人物。
That there might be equality in the body.
好让神的身，好让基督的身体里面有同等。
And here you find the practice of the body life.
这里我们就看见，身体生活里面实际的行
为。How we need one another.
我们多么需要彼此
，helping one another，
我们多么需要彼此帮助
，build up one another，
我们多么需要彼此建造。
So dear brothers and sisters，
是亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Again, you find here this matter of the body is not a theory。
这里我们又看见关于身体这件事情，这不是一个道理。
Not only a vision seen，
不只是一个看见的意象
，but something that must be practiced。
而且是一个实际活出来的事。
So here you find Ananias went in.
所以这里我们看见亚拿尼亚就进去了。
And lay hands on him.
把手放在扫罗头上。
You know, laying hands means identification.
手放在扫罗头上，意思说我和你同一。
These two men could not meet formally.
这两个人原来没有办法见面的。
Because they were enemies.
因为他们是仇敌。
If they met, one would die.
若是他们遇见。有一个人就要死掉。
But here you find these two men.
这里你看见这两个人。
In Christ.
在基督里。
They became one.
他们变成一。
Laying on hands means identification.
把手放在他头上，意思说你跟我是同一的。
I'm identified with you.
我是跟你是认同的。
You are identified with me.
你跟我是认同的。
We are in the one body.
我们是在同一个身体里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
isn't that beautiful?
是不是这个是很美丽的？
And here you find Ananias said.
这里Ananias说，
Saul,
扫罗啊，
brother,
弟兄。
He doesn't say Saul, persecutor.
他不是说扫罗啊，那个逼迫人的人。
He says Saul.Brother,
是扫罗弟兄。
I wonder how Saul felt.
我不知道扫罗那时候怎么想。
To hear someone that he came to persecute to call him brother.
听到一个他要是逼迫的人，来逼迫的人，称他为弟兄。
I believe that his heart was melted.
我相信他的心融化。
How he thanked God for the mercy of God.
他多么的感谢神，为了神给他的怜悯。
That a persecutor became a brother.
那一个逼迫的人被称为弟兄。
What grace is behind it?
何等的恩典。
And how lovely for brethren to dwell together in peace.
弟兄和睦同居。何等的美，
所以，dear brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
no wonder his eyes were open.
难怪他的眼睛打开了。
And when his eye was open,
当他眼睛打开，
the first thing he saw was his brother Ananias.
第一个事情他看见的是他的弟兄阿拿尼亚。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的灵里就被圣灵充满。
He was baptized.
他就受浸。
Went in and out with.The brothers and sisters there.
就与弟兄姊妹同出同入。
And witnessing for the Lord.
那为主做见证。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
This is the heavenly vision.
这就是天上的意象。
Christ the head.
基督元首。
The church the body.
教会身体。
And it is no theory.
这不是一个理论。
It is something very real.
这是很真实的事情。
Is it real in our lives?
在你我的生活里，这是真的吗？
Is the church really the body of Christ?
教会真正是基督的身体吗？
And do we really live that body life?
我们真正活着那么一个教会的生命吗？
Do we really see that we need one another just as we need our Lord Jesus?
我们是不是真正的看见我们彼此需要？正像我们需要我们的主一样。
I cannot forget what a brother said.
我没办法忘记我一个弟兄说的。
One day a brother visited George Cutting.
有一天一个弟兄去拜访 George Cutting 这个弟兄。
Now George Cutting was the author of that little booklet called Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment.
George Cutting 他写了那本书，就是说救恩的保证。
It is very famous.
是很有名的。
And God used that booklet to save many, many people.
神用那本书来救许多的人。
At that time, he was over 90 already.
那个时候他已经九十多岁。
And he was drifting in and out of life.
他在他的生活里面，向东漂流，向西漂流。
He was too old.
太老了。
And this brother went to visit him.
这弟兄。来拜访他。
And he had to sit by his bedside and waited for him to wake up.
对不起，他是身体大概不大好，有的时候快要死了，有的时候又活了。所以这弟兄来拜访他。
So when this George Cutting came out of life,
所以当那个George Cutting 弟兄他好像又活过来的时候，
He said to this brother,
他跟弟兄说，
He cannot doI cannot do without him, and he cannot do without me.
说，若是没有他，我没办法过；若是没有我，他也没办法过。
And he refers to the Lord.
他是说到他的主。
I cannot do without the Lord.
若是没有我的主，我没办法过。
And the Lord cannot do without me.
若是没有我，我的主也没办法过。
Now there's depth there.
是有那么样
深度，
有那么样的深度。
We know that we cannot do without him.
我们知道我们没有主，我没办法过。
But can you say that he cannot do without you?
可不可以说， 我若是没有我们主，没有我主，没办法过。
Yeah, you really will come to that point.
主，我们一定要来到这一点上。
And our brother just use this and apply it to the body.
我们的弟兄就用这个小例子来说到身体。
He said, "I cannot do without you, and you cannot do without me."
他说，若是没有你，我不能过。若是没有我，你也不能过。
I cannot do without my brother.
我没有我的弟兄，我没办法过。
And my brother cannot do without me.
若是没有我，我弟兄也没办法过。
We need one another.
我们需要彼此。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is the heavenly vision.
这是从天上来的意象。
And this is something that we need to see.
这是我们所需要看见的。
And you find that it is not something that we just talk and listen.
这不是让我们只是说说听听而已。
To a number of you here, probably you have heard this many, many times.
在许多弟兄姊妹，你们可能已经听过这许多次了。
Until you are tired of it.
甚至于你觉得累了。
And maybe to some it is new.
对于有一些弟兄姊妹，可能你是第一次听到。
But whatever it may be.
可是无论如何。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Do not treat it lightly.
不要小看这件事。
Do not say now because I have heard it, I know.
不要说，因为我以前听过，所以我知道。
No.
不。
Bring it to the Lord.
把这件事情拿到主面前。
And ask the Lord to reveal it to you.
求主把这件事启示在我的心里。
You know, this matter is the mystery of God, the mystery of the Christ.
这件事情是神的奥秘。是基督的奥秘。
And we find in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们在以弗所书第三章看见。
Paul, he said, By the way I write, you know that I know the mystery.
他说，保罗说，我所以前写过的东西，你就知道，我知道，我懂得那个奥秘。
It has been revealed, given to me by revelation from above.
这个奥秘是从天上的启示给了我。
The mystery of the Christ was hidden through the ages.
基督的奥秘是历世历代隐藏的。
But now is being revealed by the Spirit to the holy apostles and prophets.
但是现在圣灵已经把它启示在圣使徒和先知。
So you find that it is something called the mystery of God.
所以这件事情是被称为神的奥秘。
The mystery of the Christ.
基督的奥秘。
Hidden throughout the ages.
历世历代所隐藏的。
People before us do not know it.
在我们以前人不知道的。
But now by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
但是现在圣灵的启示。
It is being made known.
就让我们知道了。
And it is now being recorded in the Word of God.
这现在是写在这个神的话里面。
So maybe to us, when we read the Word of God,
就当我们读神的话的时候
we say, well, it is already there.
我们说是已经写在这儿了。
So when you read it, you say you know it.
所以当你读，你说我懂了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do you have it?
你有没有得到
Because this is by revelation.
因为这只是从启示而来。
In other words, this mystery can only be known by revelation.
换句话说，这个奥秘只能从启示得到。
That is its very nature.
这就是它的本性。
Therefore, we can only really have it also by revelation.
因此，我们也只有根据启示，靠着启示。而真正的得到、这个、
What has been revealed in the Word of God?
在神的话语里面所启示出来
has to be revealed to us individually.
必须被启示在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit would open our inner eyes.
圣灵打开我们里面的眼睛。
And allow us to see it.
让我们真正看见。
So clearly.
清楚地看见。
That our whole being will be absorbed into it.
让我们所有的全人。都能被吸收在这个里面。
And it will become our very life.
让我们让这件事情成为我们的生活。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
That we do not treat these things lightly.
让我们不要小看这件事。
Even if you may have the mental knowledge of them.
纵然你头脑里面懂了。
You have to go to the Lord.
你必须来到主面前。
And ask the Lord to open your inner eye.
求主开你里面的眼睛。
That it become very real to you.
让这件事在你的里面成为真的实际。
And you know to the Apostle Paul.
你像对保罗一样。
This vision becomes so real to him.
这个意象对保罗是这么样的真实。
That it governs his whole life.
控制了他一生。
From that day onward, you find his life will completely transform.
从那一天以后，你发觉保罗的生活完全改变了。
And you find it is not only his life, but it becomes his ministry.
你看见的不但是他的生活，而且是他的服事。
If you read the New Testament,
你若是读新约，
you find that among the apostles,
你看见所有的使徒，
he was one especially given the vision of the body of Christ.
保罗尤其是被给了关于基督身体的那个意象。
In the seven epistles he wrote to the churches,
保罗写了七封给教会的书信。
Four of them, you find the body is especially emphasized.
你在四封书信里面，你看见身体是被格外强调的。
For instance, in Romans,
比如说罗马书，
you find that.When you read the letter to the Romans,
当我们读保罗给罗马人的书信，
from chapter 1 to chapter 11,
从第一章到第十一章，
Paul relates the mercies of God.
保罗就说到神的怜悯，
how the mercies of God come upon us sinners.
如何神的怜悯来到我们这些罪人身上，
how the blood of the Lord washes away our sins.
主的血如何洗去我们的罪？
How his cross take us away with him?
他的十字架如何把我们跟他一起带走？
How he justify us, sanctify us, and even glorify us?
他如何让我们称义？如何让我们得荣耀？
Everything is the mercies of God.
所有的事情都是神的怜悯。
But what are the mercies of God for?
但是这些神的怜悯是为什么？
Where will that lead to?
带我们到哪里去？
When you read Romans 12,
当我们读罗马书十二章，
and the following chapters,
在第十二章最后，
you find it leads to the body.
你看见他就带我们到他的身体。
All the mercies of God that come upon us,
所有神在我们身上的怜悯，
is for the body.
是为了身体。
That the body may express the Lord Jesus.
好让身体能够发表主耶稣。
You read 1 Corinthians.
当我们读灵前
chapter 12 to 14.
第十二章到第十四章。
People usually think chapter 12 is on spiritual gifts.
人们常常说灵前十二章是说到各样的恩赐。
But if you read carefully,
可是你若仔细的读，
you find it really mentions the body.
你看到它实在是讲到身体。
Because there is the body.
因为那里的确是身体。
And there are many members.
有许多的肢体。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will give manifestations to different members of the body.
因此，圣灵就把恩赐的显明放在各样不同的肢体里。
And that the body may be built up.
让身体可以被建造。
And the better way is love.
可是最妙的道就是爱。
And now, if you read Ephesians and Colossians, of course.
当我们读到以弗所书和哥罗西书，
Ephesians is seeing Christ through the body.
以弗所书是让我们经过身体来看到基督。
And Colossians is seeing the body, seeing Christ through the body.
以弗所书是让我们经过头来看到身体，哥罗西书是让我们经过身体看到头。
One is seeing.The body through the head.
有一个是经过头看到身体。
And the other is seeing the head through the body.
另外第二个是经过身体看到头。
And that constitutes the ministry of the Apostle Paul.
这就是保罗的执事。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助我们。
That we may have this body vision.
就是让我们有这个身体的意象。
That will deliver us from individuality.
把我们从个人。
Individualism.
把我们从个人主义里拯救出来。
And that will deliver us from our smallness.
把我们从我们的狭窄、狭小里面拯救出来。
That we will really see Christ the head.
好让我们真正看见基督是元首
and the church, the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体
Shall we pray?
我们祷告
Dear Lord, we do acknowledge that human words can never express the truth.
主啊，我们承认人的话永远不能发表你的真理。
We need thy Holy Spirit to reveal the truth.
我们需要你的圣灵来启示你的真理。
And to bring us into the truth.
也带我们进入真理。
So we bow ourselves before thee.
主啊，我们在你的面前屈膝。
And ask the Lord that thou will exercise our heart.
主啊，求你让我们的心能够想这件事。
That we will bring everything back to thee.
让我们把所有的事情都带到你的面前
，and allow thee to reveal to us，
而让你给你机会把这件事情启示在我们心里。
Lord, do deliver us from shallowness。
主啊，求你拯救我们从浮浅的光景。
We want reality。
我们要实际。
Bring us into reality。
带我们进入实际。
We ask in thy precious name。
我们靠宝贵的名，主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。